driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And we're here on the Blue Noise on WMFO in Medford. This is 91.5 FM. You're listening to What Goes On by the Velvet Underground on this fine Monday morning. It's finally stopped raining after yesterday, which is pretty satisfying if I do say so myself. Definitely a horrible day of weather yesterday. I don't know why, just really strikingly bad. But yeah, this is What Goes On by the Velvet Underground. The next song you're going to hear is the almost comically, I don't know, self-absorbed, funny, misogynistic, in a joking way, No One Else by Weezer. And after that, some of Montreal. Enjoy.
Pretty good idea who I'm standing on. Ah, how glad hours are bound, waiting on the weather to settle down.
Thank you.
All right, and we're back on Blue Noise on WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM. Those songs you heard in order. First, to start off the show, like I said, we had What Goes On by the Velvet Underground, then No One Else by Weezer. And to follow those kind of... I always hope he was joking about what he was saying in there about his controlling tendencies toward his ideal partner. But we followed that off with the decidedly more... in a way appropriate of Montreal with this is off their early four tracks album where every song is about Dustin Hoffman. So it's the first track, I think, Dirty Dustin Hoffman Takes a Bath, Needs a Bath, where all of the songs are about like actual things, but they all have Dustin Hoffman in the title for some reason. Then we heard Try by Soccer Mommy, which just sounds fantastic. Her new that was off Collection, which is some stuff she put out last year. And her new album, I believe, is going to come out early March. So really excited and hope to see her next weekend and maybe even do an interview. She'll be at Great Scott on Saturday night at, like, it's an early show at, like, 7. So check that out. Great 20-year-old singer-songwriter out of Nashville by way of New York City. Pretty awesome stuff. That was Try. And then this is Lucky Once by Nick Waterhouse. And yeah, we're going to get into some different stuff with A Street That Rhymes at 6 a.m. by Norma Tanega, like a forgotten 60s singer who released one album based off a novelty single, but this is not that one, not that single. It's a slightly more serious song and kind of a strange one. Enjoy the rest of this track, and we'll get into some more music on WMFO.
pick yourself up when you're feeling all the way down. Find yourself a friend and bring him into your life. Find yourself a friend and everything will be alright.
Thank you.
All right, and we're back on WMFO in Medford. This is the Blue Noise. Chilling with you on this early afternoon on a Monday. The songs we just heard in order as I fall out of the chair a little bit were Norma Tanega, I'm not even sure if that's how you say the name, a forgotten song. She had this song called, like, Walking My Dog Named Cat or something like that, which was a top 20 hit in 66. Yeah, Walking My Cat Named Dog. I got it backwards, but yeah. And her album of the same name was where that song came from, which is A Street That Rhymes at 6 a.m., which I don't know what any of it means in there. It's all kind of mixed up, but she had that one album and built her fame off that novelty single and just vanished into complete oblivion. If she's out there and listening, hello, and thank you for your great service to the music industry. Also, It Makes You Feel So Bad by Insight Out off the compilation. I sound like Mr. Alex Piandis now, of The Desperate Hours. And that's local customs, Lone Star Lowlands, which I imagine is a Texas kind of like country rock compilation by Newmer Group, which consistently puts out just total heat, awesome stuff. And Draft Morning by, I said Cher making that sound, that's awful. Draft Morning, excuse me, by The Birds off the Notorious Bird Brothers. I think that's when Graham Parsons was at the helm of the band, but obviously Roger McGuinn's still singing. And Goodbye Columbus, like from a movie or something, 68, I think, by The Association. 69, excuse me. Great bubblegum pop. And now for a little something slightly more hard-edged. They say that one of the cones of his speaker was damaged somehow. This is the Brogues with I Ain't No Miracle Worker. Listen to this guitar tone.
back again. 'Cause I told you once before goodbye, but I came back again. Yes, I'm the one who wants you. Oh, 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 oh. You could find better things to do than to break my heart again. This time I will try to show that I'm not trying to pretend. If I ran away from you, that you would want me to, that I got a big surprise. Oh, 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 oh. You could find better things to do than to break my heart again. This time I will try to show that I'm not trying to pretend. I wanna go, but I hate to leave you. You know I hate to leave you. Oh, 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 you. If you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back again.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
know your whatever app or whatever you're listening to this on is not malfunctioning. That was composited by Palm. They're essentially untrained musicians who became relatively musical, but they still have this kind of vibe to them that sounds like, I don't know, art punk means something else, because it's pretty angular and repetitive in some ways. But I love that song. It's composite off their forthcoming album, which I think is going to be out in a couple weeks, maybe two, I don't know, early March or late February, something like that. In order, in this last set, you heard a bunch of short songs. You heard I Ain't No Miracle Worker by The Brogues, 1965 Garage Rock, off like a single or EP. They put out, apparently, one of the cones of the speaker that, the amp that the guitarist was using was broken, and that's what came off with that insane sound. You heard that on that guitar solo. Just fantastic. I'll Be Back by The Beatles, last track off, Hard Day's Night, which is really just the best John and Paul album. They didn't even give anybody any space. It was just them doing their thing. We heard Light and Love by Lemon Twigs, the vocals on that. Wow. Laisser tomber la fille. I can't speak French. France Gall, classic. And like I said, composite by Palm. This is Your Dream by Kim Jong Mi.
Thank you.
WMFO in Medford. This is Blue Noise. Last two songs you heard were Kim Jong-mi with Your Dream. Must be some Korean rocker, female rocker. I know it was set up by some famous producer who I've listened to some compilations by him, but that was from probably the late 60s off the album Now by Kim Jong-mi. And we heard You Can't Do That by the Beatles. I'll leave you today with You Every Day by Anna Birch off her stellar new album. Have a great rest of your week, and enjoy.